Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashner, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashner.
This is Dare to Dream, the podcast where the unseen becomes undeniable. Welcome to Dare to Dream, conversations at the edge of consciousness, where science, spirit, and the unknown collide. Question: what happens when spirit calls and you answer without a safety net? Today, Pamela Downs is here to reveal what it truly means to awaken your gifts, embody your light, and navigate contact with higher councils of intelligence without losing yourself, your grounding, or your humanity. Pamela is a spiritual leader, a channel for the Great Council of Light, a soul activator and healer, and the visionary founder of Spirit Calling. And if you'd like to learn more about her, go to spirit-calling.com, and all the links are in the show notes and descriptions. And with that, I welcome Pamela Downs to Dare to Dream. Welcome. It is so great to have you.
I'm so excited to be here with you today. Thank you for having me.
Yes, me too. So amazing, amazing. You didn't set out to be a channel. I think the story is that your other incarnation in this lifetime was in marketing. Mm. Wow. I love this. I love that this is happening on the planet at this time. Yeah. So many people waking up to their abilities. When you look back, Pamela, what moment now feels like this is the point of no return in your awakening?
It's so funny. There's so many of them, but most recently is when the very first time that I channeled live was on Next Level Soul Podcast. And Alex Ferrari says, he goes, one of the questions he said at the end was, well, when did you come out of the closet? And I'm like, Alex, I think I haven't really come out. He's like, I got news for you, kid. Like, this is it. This is the moment. And yeah, that was hugely the moment. I'm still in the marketing world. I am at this point in my life right now in the midst of selling my business to my business partner. And by the time, you know, we're at the end of the first quarter of the year, it will be a complete process. And last night I was, the night before last, it was you waking me up with your energy. I kept seeing your face and hearing your name. But last night, the guides told me, they said, I turned and tossed and turned, and I heard 3 months until your freedom. 3 months until your freedom. And it's just an incredible experience. I'm so grateful to have had everything happen on my path the way it happened. Being an entrepreneur for 25 years taught me how to be a business owner. It told me how to manage budgets and work with clients. It taught me how to take my creative sensibilities and be able to support clients, organizations, visionary leaders, and CEOs, and to tell their unique mission and vision to the world. And, you know, we are the culmination of our story. We are the culmination of every single step on that path, our entire lives, and we're still creating it. It's a masterpiece, right? This section of my life, this season now, is moving into things I didn't even know that I would be doing either. So it's just a continual expansion of stepping in, saying that I am here, I surrender and accept and honor, and I get to do this work now, you know? And one of the things that I hear continually is, Pamela, I just love that you're so excited about it still. You're still so in awe of it. And I am. I can't, you know, I can't be anything other than that, because it's exciting to watch. It's exciting to watch the path. I got an email yesterday from someone who found a podcast interview that I did like a year ago. And they're over near you in California, or near California. And they're like, I just saw you. The algorithms fed me a video. And I feel like I need to get in a plane and go to Washington, D.C. and talk to you. Your story is my story. I experienced what you experienced. And I don't understand it all. And I'm just waking up and I had this experience in my heart. I need to know what it is. Debbie, I have that message in all of my platforms and my inbox continually. Because, like you said, people are waking up. They're waking up. They want to know more. They want to understand more. They want to live on purpose. They want to do, you know? So I'm the living example of that. Long answer to
Absolutely.
your question.
Yeah. I mean, it's the truth. And I know people in this space, they were real estate agents, didn't even believe in this stuff. And all of a sudden they're channeling the praying mantis. It's like bananas, and it's awesome. We live for this. Where once upon a time we were not the mainstream and it was uncomfortable to fully be ourselves out there. Now we are starting to encroach in that space more and more. And when you said, I woke you up the other night. Talk about that. What happens for you? What is that experience like?
Continually, I have experiences during the night. The guides talk to me all the time. So
Oh.
I'll be, that's a lot of times I'm at the beginning of my awakening journey. There were when the visions and the downloads and the experiences with ETs and stuff like that happen.
Oh, cool.
But now when there's important moments like this is an important moment. They'll wake me up and I'll see your face. I'll hear your name. And I know that it's there's something about our connection. We don't know what that is yet. We're experiencing it right now, right? But there are these impactful moments on the path of meeting. Maybe there's, you know, we're finding each other again and in this lifetime for the first time, and we've been together in many others. Who knows? You know. Also, there's a message that I channeled for you. So your guides came through and they wanted me to give this message to you. So that's also something that they get excited about. That happens continually in my reality, you know. I'll have a download that there's a tectonic plate shifting or there's an 8.8 earthquake coming, or they'll show me a state and they'll zoom down on it and show me a location, or I'll wake up and hear the name of someone, and then, you know, they'll come to my community a month later. Like, you know, when I get up and I try to write them down and I try to take voice notes and I try to do everything I can to remember. But I've just grown to live this way now since my awakening and since my big shift in 2020. It's just part of who I am.
Romanticize spiritual awakening. What part of your journey was the most destabilizing, and how did you learn to stay embodied while expanding psychically,
Yeah,
channeling wise?
it's a good question. And inside of my community, people are waking up to their spiritual gifts. So they're experiencing some of this. And I believe that I had to go through what I'm about to share with you so that I can help support them, so that I can relate and understand. When I had my huge shift, it happened gradually over the course of many years, which I'll talk about. But when I had the ayahuasca experience, and at the end of the week-long journey, this white light came through my third eye, filled my whole body up with vibration. My whole body was like buzzing. I felt love in its entirety. And my breath was taken away, and I was crying. And I heard, your psychic abilities have enhanced. Everything from this moment forward will be different. And that's what happened. I was broken wide open. I went home. And I started working with the energies with, you know, at the time, I can't tell you if I even knew what it was. I knew it was guides. I had spirit guides. I had the universe conspiring and aligning me with all these different experiences. And at that point, I was saying yes and showing up, saying yes and showing up. And there was just continual evidence of me choosing love over fear, continually happening, that was aligning me with the right people, with the right experiences, with all the right things. And when I came home and I sat down and I said, I want to continue doing the work that I did during the week when I was doing the plant medicine, whatever that is, I'm here to co-create, collaborate, to do more of that. And I sat in that space of open-heartedness, of complete wanting and a desire to do it. And I was having connections. I was connecting with energies. I was having visions. I was receiving messages. I was having, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and there would be entities next to my bed, like beings, not entities. I would have entities permeate my being in the middle of the night, and I'd feel the vibration. They'd have to leave. It was scary. it was ungrounding. I didn't have a community. Not everybody was having these conversations. I didn't have people. And I had one person that was Rich Branconi. He was a psychic medium. I saw every 6 months for like almost 10 years. I would see him every 6 months to talk to him. And then I had a friend, Kelly, who had done ayahuasca, who was at the time would do some Reiki on me here and there. And just like, you know, you kind of have to honor the person's journey and allow them to experience. She couldn't be there for me all the time. I couldn't just continue having her on a hot dial, like, and talking to her on the hotline. But I felt held because of all of the things that happened to get me to that point. Was I scared? Yes, I did have fear. Was it ungrounding? Incredibly ungrounding. Did I do and try to find things to support my fear level and the things that I needed to work through to elevate my frequency to get to the place where I could be a trans channeler? Yeah, I would do my research and put black tourmaline in the corners and, you know, call in my guides, archangels, all the things that I was, you know, trying to learn how to do. But ultimately, I had to navigate that and do it, to learn it, to have the experience, to completely understand the whole picture. I didn't understand the whole picture, and I still don't. But from there to here, I see what the picture was for so that I can support people that are going through that now. From here till wherever I'm going to next be able to gauge, they keep infusing me with new technology and healing work and all these things we'll talk about to keep me one step ahead of where everybody is so that I can support them. It's really the coolest thing. But when you're going through those experiences, when you're saying yes and you're aligning and you're stepping up and you're doing this work, you are, you know, you have the right people come into your life at the right time to support you at exactly when you need that support. But you're also, you know, growing and expanding and learning about yourself. You're learning, you're on discovering your gifts, unveiling your gifts, you're finding yourself power, you're healing. You know, it's a you know, a recipe of all these things to bring you into the future version of yourself and who you are now. But you continually, you know, just try to learn as much as you can, lean on the people that are around you as much as you can.
So beautiful, all of that.
It's a lot.
And I can imagine. And I just want to say, the place isn't important.
Yeah.
But you and I both went to the same place. And
we did. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I also had a life-changing experience there where the divine came and said, Debbie, you're a shaman, you're a healer, and you're a priestess. And I argued with her. I was like, yeah. We had no context. It's very spiritual, but I mean, and plus, you know who you're sitting with. I'm looking at these shamans going, I'm some white girl from the US. Come on, you know? Yeah. But she would not stop. So every night, no matter, many things happened, many while I was there. But this was like a drum, a mantra. Yeah. And every night she visited me and she said the same thing. The final night she enforced that I go up to the shamans and tell them I needed a blessing as a shaman. That was a 20 minute argument. And
Like, I'm going to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm going to do it. I'm not doing that. Yeah.
Well, I'm so today, all these years later, so grateful. Because that massive confusion was very confusing. You know, then I had people to work with. And from there, I was like, now what do I do with this? And then I just started on a journey. One thing I am is a researcher. I'm a journalist at heart. And so I started working with the greatest shamans around the world. Like, give me the information. What's going on here? And it completely changed my life. So today I'm a certified shamanic practitioner, and I'm definitely a healer, and I'll take priestess. Yay. But I did see actually a past life as that. So I relate very much to what you're talking about and how profound and like life-shaking momentous that is when that occurs. And then there's the, oh my God, now what do I do with this?
Yeah.
And then there's the journey that you go
Totally.
on till you even land as stabilized as you are right now, which
Yeah.
is a much better place, I think, to be in.
Yeah. It's so interesting we had that shared experience because you leave the energy of the jungle, the energy of ayahuasca, the energy of the place, and you come back to this concrete jungle and you have to find your place in this space and understand the mission that you have, the realizations that you have, and then how does it all fit together again to create whatever it is that you're supposed to do. All I can say, Debbie, and to everyone who's listening, is like you just continually put one foot in front of the other, moving through the fear into the love and opportunity to discover the reporter in you want to discover. You can't deny these moments. You just can't. They're so profound, like you said. And so I want more. I want to uncover more. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it's this investigative experience to
Yeah.
uncover. I love that. And you describe, Pamela, interacting with what you call a galactic hotel
Yeah.
of beings that
Yeah.
hopefully they are very good in their rooms and don't make all the noise.
I don't have to go bouncing, drumming on the door. Yeah, so if we go back to that time where I was connecting and opening up, that's when all of that happened. I recorded everything on my little iPhone and I journaled everything and I drew. I'm an artist as well as a musician and singer, and I drew everything as much as I could remember, to kind of capture these images. And when I was connecting and when I sat there with intention, the very first beings that came in were this group of divine feminine beings. And they were effervescent and they were bubbly and they were light and they were so loving and they were so motherly and I just loved them. But I knew that when they came in, that I was going to do this deep, deep, deep healing work. I started going through past life deaths. And this sounds so wild, but it's what happened. I went through the experience. I would know what the experience was. I was having dreams of myself, of what that life looked like. I could see myself, all this was happening simultaneously. But I will go through, like, say, a hanging or a torch, water torture, or drowning, or being lit on fire, or my limbs being pulled off. Like, I went through so many past life deaths where I had to, it was like I was like a fly on the wall watching it happen. I had this out of body experience, but I could experience it, but I could see it happening. And I had to experience the past life. I had to experience the emotion of it, release it, and then I would just cry because it was just like, I can't even believe I just went through that. That happened over and 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 over again. By doing that, I was raising my frequency. I was healing and releasing and raising my frequency. So I did that with the ladies. They would come in. Then I was able to connect with higher dimensional beings. Beings that were in different dimensions in the three-dimensional reality that we're in. That's all that means. And so, yes, the very first one was a Palladian guide. His name was Avril. I saw him. I sketched him. I think I shared him in San Diego. He was beautiful. He had this blue velvet coat on with this brocade around it, this white hair with the skin. Like, he was very handsome, tall and statuesque. And he would come in. He spoke very nicely. His name was Avril, Avril. That's how he would say his name. And then other beings who were trying to connect. I did feel like a highway rest stop on the galactic highway. Like, I did feel like that because they would come in and I would feel their frequency. So I would feel their vibration. I could see what they looked like. So, for instance, there were these little guys who were like, that's how they spoke. And other ones were like really high, like a whole bunch of different levels, different kinds, different languages. And I was so open that everyone at the time, I thought I was just so open that they were all excited to connect with me. But I had to experience all of them because I was inevitably to connect with council, the great council of light, who I channel. But like you said, I don't believe that I'm am I supposed to be a shaman? Am I is, like they keep have been telling me I am an aspect of them here incarnate now, that it's not a me and them, that it's a we. And until recently, Debbie, like that was so hard for me to say. That was so, it was one of the like things that I had to do, you know, that was scary. Like, you know, the first time walking out on stage to sing in front of a giant audience, it was like, you know, you just keep doing and channeling live and going here and doing that. And I own it now because I believe it to be true. Like, I understand it. They are a part of me. Those languages all come out when I do this DNA light code activation that I'm going to do at the end of the show. It's all a part of the masterpiece that is whatever it is that I am right now. It's all a part of the big picture. Every brushstroke, every concept, every piece of it, it's all a part of it. And I was scared and everything. And I look back on it now and I'm like, damn, I was a badass. I freaking did that. It's amazing. And I did it alone, you know? But I also learned so much and see the bigger picture now. And I can't wait to see even more of what that becomes, because there's things that I've seen for the future that I've seen myself like walking towards some beings, and I just know I have the language and we just talk. It just comes out. There's so many little snippets and snapshots and things that I've seen, and who knows when that will ever happen. Who knows what timeline that is on or what reality that is. But yeah, it's pretty darn cool. So Galactic Hotel, if I could illustrate that, it would be cool if I could make a painting, you know, like a like that's it's open. The flashing lights.
Benevolent being told me.
Only. Oh, there's go away. Yes.
I got goosebumps while you were saying that. That's really, it's really amazing. It's so beautiful to me. It really is so beautiful. And I'm so happy for you to be having
Thank
such
you.
a sumptuous life experience with other aspects of yourself and
Thank
other
you.
dimensions. And you know how loving that they come to guide, spend time, allow you to be of service, just all the things, and advance your spiritual
Yeah.
education. You know, times a gabillion. Is
Yeah.
there anything about your story or you right now that you have not shared with us that you feel called to share?
They say, so interesting. They say that I'm going to do instantaneous healing and be in that space. And I have heard it. It's one of those things where I'm like, oh, really? And then in June, I started this DNA light code activation, this deep soul healing. I am changing people's lives on a soul level. What? It's like tremendous. And I say, well, what is it called? I don't even know what to call it. I am not a healer. Healer's not the right word, Pamela. What you are doing by doing it real time, and I've as soon as I launched it, they told me to create it, what to call it. And I said, you want me to do that? No one's going to do that with me. It's sold out. I don't have to try. It just continually gets filled with the right people at the right time. And that shows me, because of me stepping up, just like I've stepped up with everything else, the aspect of me here is remembering it. And they said that I created it with them. So it's imperative for me to pull it out of myself and utilize it in real time. And so the other night, actually, this is so cool. This is probably why you and I and then the waking up all night long. The other night, I woke up and they were saying, oh no, it was last night. They said, 3 months you'll have your freedom. And then they started talking to me about the instantaneous healing, and they started talking in all of these terms. I'm an artist and a creative. I don't know medical terms. I can't even dare to try to talk about other things. They're saying all these words, they're saying all these terms, and I'm not awake, not asleep, witnessing this, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my gosh, I got to remember these words. How am I going to remember these words? And it was like it was like transmitters and receivers and receptors in the brain and pathways and ocular this and the I can't even remember something about the nervous system and all of these things. And I got up and I went, wow, this is so cool. And then they showed me, they said, you are to rest, you are to wait. And they made me understand, they said, you were incubating. And they showed me that I was, this is wild, that I was in an egg, like I was in an egg incubating. And I could feel the energy of like me being cared for. It was a metaphor, me being underneath like a mother, like a bird. I was underneath it. I was warm. I was safe. I wasn't scared. I was in a space, like a holding space, incubating until whenever that time was ready. And I think it's, like I said, probably the end of March or the beginning, the end of March.
You and I are doing a project at that time. How perfect is that?
I know. I didn't know that. See? It's amazing. But I'm just like, okay, wow, cool. Like this, let's do this thing. Yeah, I haven't told anyone that. It's fresh off the presses.
And we're there for it. I think we just hold space for you to become. As long as this takes, it's all perfect. It's all divine. It's mind-blowing to conceive that you already worked this out with these other beings in another life or incarnation or spirit form and decided this is how it will be disseminated. And then you come to this planet and this life with amnesia. So all of this is remarkable, even though you actually know it all. And that you're being re-reminded, hey, you actually created this technology. It's just going to come through you again, but it's going to, and especially here in the 3D, it does take time.
It does. And
They don't want to blow
I
your circuits.
No, and I just remembered another thing that happened. I channeled a message for our Awakening Accelerator Mastermind that we do every month. And it's a group just with me and the council and a bunch of our members. And it was a beautiful message about the end of the year and how cared for and how loved they are. And then I was in a channeled state. And then out of nowhere, my hands came up and went on my face. And I heard my higher aspect say, thank you for accepting this mission in this lifetime. And I just started bawling because I didn't say it. I didn't say it. And it was just like, you're thanking me. I'm thanking you. Like, we're all, like you said, we're all in this together. And we made this and we commissioned to do this. And it's humbling. It really is.
Absolutely. Hearing this story and being with you now in the here now. And I'm going to take a quick pause, my friends. Let's go a little deeper into this work. I've got something special for you. You can get free access to a starseed report and video. If you've been wondering where in the stars you're from, where in the galaxy, what is your lineage and your origins, go ahead and find out. There's so much beautiful data in this gift. It's at debbiedashinger.com/starseed. It's Debbie with an I, Dachinger with a C. So it's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. Next, I am speaking, moderating, interplay, all the things at Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. It is the greatest of event every year. Over 8,000 people come through the door. If consciousness, ETs, health, spirituality is your thing, channeling all of it, come. debbiedashinger.com/CLE. That's February 20th through the 23rd, 2026. And of course, everything is in the show notes. I am speaking aboard the Mystery School at Sea Celebrity Cruise. We are going to Greece. We are going to Turkey. We have some of the most extraordinary presenters on the ship. I'm doing a concert. My partner and I decided we're doing a Mystery School concert. So I'm very excited about that. Join us. This is a time when you can have dinner with us every night. You can hang out with us. You're on a ship. Where are you going to go? And when you're at port, we all go together to these divine sites. It's mysteryschoolatsea.com. and you will click under Debbie Dashinger for referral. Grab your cabin before they get sold out. MysterySchoolAtSea.com. Finally, I am opening up Shamanism Level 1 starting January 6th. If you would like to enroll, grab your seat. Some of them have been taken, and there's only 15 for this experience because I am working personally with everybody. Shamanism Level 1. So if this calls to your heart, if you're ready to step into a much greater version of yourself, DebbieDashinger.com/L1 for level one. And finally, if this conversation we're having means something to you, hype the video. We love when you support us too. By subscribing, by commenting, by liking, it helps us to reach way more star seeds and light workers around the globe. So once I publish this, go ahead, click on the button, subscribe, like, tell us what you think, and what kind of takeaways you got out of today's experience. And now I bring Pamela back. And Pamela, will you channel for us? Or I just want to open this up to you. What, like, what's coming up? What's are you feeling called to do in this section?
Yeah, I would love to channel a message from the Great Council of Light. And I know that they want me to do an energy transmission activation for everyone. There's moments now in our planet. I've shared predictions for the year. I've shared premonitions and predictions, you know, about our world changing and shifts coming. And the greatest lesson that the Great Council of Light wants everyone to know, you know, I don't teach about all these other worlds and all these different things. My core message is to teach you to raise your frequency, to understand that love is everything, and to shift your frequency so that if you have a heightened frequency, you're able to weather the storm. You are able to have a better experience. You are able to bring more love into your life, into your experience. So those transmissions that I'll be doing, they'll come through whenever they want them to come through, and they will be strong and they will be visceral. So the guides ask for you when that happens, as you're listening to the message, and I talk at the same time. They ask you to close your eyes so that you allow it to be a visceral experience and not a visual experience. They ask you to open your heart so that you are able to receive all of the energy, all of the healing at the core of who you are. And here comes the Great Council. We are here. We are here. We are happy to be here. Yes, indeed, we are here. This elevated experience that is happening now is for the benefit of you solely, to increase your experience on planet Earth. You have come here gleefully, joyfully, to expand your understanding of love. Love at its core. Love is at the essence of who you are. It is the energy that runs your physical being, the body that you inhabit on your three-dimensional plane of existence. Yes. Understand that you are the creator of your experience, every decision, everything that you do, every conversation, every thought, every word that passes through your mind. It's powerful indeed, yes, dear ones. Understand that you create your reality, yes. You create all that you bring to you. You are filled with energy and vibration that pulses out into the universe. Everything that you pulse out, you receive, dear ones. Clearly now, marking now this moment, moving forward, the clear understanding of how you will create your future, the future version that exists now in all the dimensions of realities, now for you to align with your frequency. We ask you now to sit as we create this experience for you as well, Debbie. Now experience this. Open up your heart. Open up your being. Expanding the body. Expanding and permeating now. In. Allowing all to expand within your being. The throat chakra now.
Solar plexus, yes.
It's a third eye. Pineal gland. Throat chakra. Solar plexus now. Been hot.
Solar plexus now.
Lower quadrant, woof. Clearing.
So the body as a whole. Root chakra up the body.
Up the spine. To
the
the crown. And beyond. We are complete, yes. We are complete, yes. We are complete, yes. Okay.
That was quite beautiful. May I ask, what does the Great Council of Light want us to remember about our power that we have forgotten?
We forget. This is what they talk about all the time. We forget that we are beautiful beings of light. We are connected to all that is. We are not small. We have been conditioned to think that we are small. We are beautiful, vast, omnipotent beings of light. That is simply it. There is nothing more to understand. We walk through all three-dimensional reality, thinking that we're small, conditioned in systems, understanding that we are merely three-dimensional beings. It is not so. We are connected to all that is, the planets, the stars. That is what they talk about continually. And when they talk about the systems breaking down, they talk about that web breaking down. And that's partly why planet Earth is shifting and the frequency is raising and everyone is starting to wake up. They're looking at their world and they're saying, I don't believe with that. I don't align with that. They're using their discernment. And with that, they are understanding that they are powerful. It's one choice after the other. Start with one. That's what they say. One, one, one. It's a muscle. You need to use it. If you haven't been using it, now is the time to use it. So they say to look at your day, if you don't know where to start, if you don't understand how, to look at your day, to measure one day of your life. Think about as a child, a joyful experience, the happiest moment of your life. How did that feel within your body? How did that resonate? Did that feel vast and open and beautiful and bright? Yes. Think about an experience as a child where you were sad and afraid and scared. How did that feel? It feels withdrawn, fearful, tight, constricted. Now look at your day. Each experience within your day, measure it with that scale. Every existence that you, conversation that you have, the work that you have, situations that you have, relationships that you have, your food, your social media, everything, rate it. How does it feel? There you have a way to start making changes, continually making one change after the next, and you will start to change your life into being the powerful creator that you already are. And you see it in real time change. It starts small. I am the living example of that. I'm the living example of that. We all are. Those of us who are now living it. I have, I talk about it on my podcast in my community. I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard spirit calling, spirit calling. It's your spirit, it's your higher aspect calling to be at the forefront of everything that you do, every decision, every action, every thought, everything. And when you hear it, then you listen to it, and then you live it.
Are there timeline potentials that you're aware of for Earth in the next 10 to 20 years? And how can individuals influence the one they land on?
Ooh, that is simply by understanding their frequency and raising their frequency to align with the higher timelines that are a higher frequency that have the highest potential. But yes, I have seen so many things, Debbie. There are so many timelines, potential timelines. Every individual decision, every collective decision influences them and changes them continually. But I started by sharing premonitions and visions and downloads on my YouTube channel. That's how it all started, because they told me it was time, all the things that I saw in 2020. And one of the things that I saw that I believe has a super high potential, and the council told me that it has, is tsunami. I don't know when that will happen. I don't know how that will happen. I don't know the details of it. I don't ask the whys. But it's happened so many times over the last 5, 7 years that I have to. And most recently, I woke up in the middle of the night and heard an 8.8 earthquake tectonic plate shifting. They used terms I don't know. I had to get up and look at them and understand that it means that there's a shift. And then the landmass moves to create a dynamic wave. And they've given me everything that I have made motion and action on in my life that has made my life better, you know? So they don't tell me anything that they don't want me to share. And I don't do it for algorithms. I only do it when I believe that I'm supposed to do it. So a tsunami and a very high numerica, I don't know if that's the way to say it, earthquake. 8.8, I had to even look that up, is magnitude 8.8. And I have seen both of these things. I have drawn it. I have it here somewhere. I saw in May of 2020 a fake alien invasion. I saw a vision of myself looking at an alien invasion. So I was the witness of the back of my head looking at an alien invasion. I witnessed myself looking at it. I witnessed myself not having any fear. I witnessed myself knowing it was a man-made event. It wasn't real. It was not that it wasn't real, but it wasn't. It was a human experience that was made. It was a tactic. I got up and I drew that, and I kept it to myself for a very long time. I just shared it last year. I have also seen the opposite of that. I have also seen thousands of ships in the sky, lining the entire sky as like an awareness campaign, just saying, we are here. We are benevolent. We are here. You are us. We are you. We are family. We all exist here together. I believe, I don't follow any other channelers. I don't look at anybody else's content. I just think it's important that I just, honor what I'm receiving. I know that there are certain people talk, my community members share stuff. I know there are certain pretty well-known channelers who are sharing like contact, the next couple of years. I believe that could happen, of course. In the next 10 years, I think that there's going to be such an advancement in technology and AI that it is really going to shift the dynamics of our planet. I was told to create this portal in 2020. To build a portal, a platform for humankind, there's going to be a shift that happens in our world. People are going to stop in their tracks. They're not going to know who and what their world is that they've believed in, that has been created for them. And they're going to say, what I don't understand. That could be disclosure. That could be a reveal of the ways of our world and who actually runs our world. That could be a fake alien event. That could be a tsunami, tsunami. That, I mean, it could be anything. But I was told that this platform that I'm creating will fill in a moment, like a salt shaker that falls over. It will fill and it will counterbalance AI. It will be a love consciousness technology that balances the planet. Like,
Oh,
it's just all so cool.
yes.
And I'm here for it. I mean, there's so many things happening very quickly in our world.
Yeah, I want to just corroborate what you're saying. I literally on Monday was interviewing a gentleman who goes by the initials JP. He's from the military. He's had extensive experiences with inner earth beings, with extraterrestrial various species. He has been on other planets. He's had experiences I wish I could fathom. A little jealous of some of them because they're so cool and extraordinary. And there's some he can't even talk about it, but he said definitively here that before the end of 2025, there's going to be so much coming out, he can't even talk about it. But starting the 20th/21st, there's going to be so much coming out and over the next year. So it's very interesting you talk about those channelers. And there's several of them, and they seem to have this same information vision with the beings they're in contact with. And then there's somebody from the United States military who's quite in the know and doing a very good job as a whistleblower for disclosure, but also still honoring the country. I give him a lot of credit.
It's hard.
It's very hard to manage both, but he's doing it. And his information is extraordinary. And now here you're saying, so I think one thing we can all agree on is the energy that we're in right now. People, I think, needs to be very open to the flow because it's not going away and it's going to exponentialize. I know I sense that
I
absolutely as
agree
a
with you.
sensitive.
Absolutely.
And there will be beautiful, wonderful, unfathomable, all the things. But I think all these paradigms, these old paradigms we've been living under, I hate to say they're going to be crushed,
They
but
are.
they're
They
going to be
basically are.
challenged, certainly.
I agree with you 100%. And there was a movie that just was released called The Age of Disclosure,
Yes.
and I watched it, and I mean, I saw fear mongering at its core, and I feel like it's a tactic, and it feels intentional, and I look at everything with a discerning eye in that way, and I see everything as a big picture, and just because of my experiences. And now I just saw today, I was my beloved told me there's a new Steven Spielberg movie about that
June.
same thing. So, I mean, I've just got my eye on these things, and to me, we know the movies tells us what we're, everything without telling us. So, I don't know, Debbie, we shall see. We shall see. The guide
Yeah.
said there would be something coming out, before the end of the year. So I don't know.
What for
Wait and
you
see.
during a channeling session, Pamela? What was has been one of the most jaw-dropping things that you've witnessed or experienced during a channeling session.
Yeah, that's so cool. There's been so many different things. Most recently, when I was doing soul path coaching with a young woman who wanted to work with me because she wanted to conceive. I was channeling a message for a client, and this womb activation meditation came out of me. It was the guides, it wasn't me. I created it, and it's to help heal wombs of women of all ages. And it's incredible. So she saw that, and then she was like, I want to work with you. So our very first session, they have to ask a question, they have to tell me some intention so I can connect. I connected to her guides, to the council. We had this beautiful channel guidance that talked about ancestral trauma, that talked about experiences within the lineage and the family line way back. When I was in the middle of this session with this woman and I was channeling, her ancestors came. So it's like let's put all of the modalities together. And we don't know what we're calling it, but we're doing this and that and soul healing activation. And, and so they came and the council said, recede. You may participate. You may be witness, but not participate. And they just stood there because they came to help support this healing that was happening because of their actions and what they did to the next generation that did it to this person's mother that came to her. They wanted to participate in this healing of the lineage. It was really cool, Debbie. I had never experienced that before. So that was really cool. It was
Yeah,
neat.
that's a great story. How did she do after that? Is she still
She
working
did.
on conceiving?
Yeah, she actually changed everything that she desired because her vibration rose. And so we knew that she was healed, but she self-proclaimed she wasn't ready to have babies yet. She wanted to start this new project where they bought a farm and they're going to do this farming project and they're going to house and support other people. And the baby's there, it's not there yet. And it's like, it's so cool. They're the moments that, when you compare that, and by no means, this is no disrespect for anyone because I've been doing this my entire life since 1992 and I graduated art college. It's just very different than marketing and branding. It's got a different feel. It feels wonderful to help people to change their lives, to help them see the potential in themselves. So,
The work when you mentioned that you've got this new technology coming through you, and you thought, oh my God, what am I going to do with this? And who's going to even want it? And boom, you're sold out. So, what kind of things does it work on, or do they work on? Are they physical? Are they mental? If somebody has mental issues, are they, how degenerative do they get? What is the buffet there?
Okay. They go into where it needs to go into. A whole new group of guides came to assist me with this process. I'm in the middle of integration. I got a piece of technology put into my heart. And then the next day, it got activated, and I felt the energy going out into my limbs. It wasn't painful, but it was uncomfortable. And then the next part, I got something put in my solar plexus. And when I went in to do the activation, they locked this device on my hand. It was really cool. I couldn't see it, I could feel it. And this energy came down through my hand. And it's like I am getting pieces at a time because of the physicality part of it and the it's energy, it's technology. It comes when it's supposed to come. I just am in collaboration with them. But when we do it, it's so cool. I can only describe it as what we did, but then another layer on top of it, it's almost like I'm going in like I can't even describe it. Like if you could imagine a laser going in like we are clearing in fractures, they say, and tarnishes on the soul body. So if you have a lot of tarnishes, if you've had a lot of trauma in your throat, in your wherever, it's not just that, it's in the entire body. It's in the blueprint. It's in the energy structures of the blueprint of the restructuring and rejuvenating it to the original soul body. So imagine that. Imagine that. And it's just in the process of rediscovering and implementing it. When I do it in my mastermind once a month, the people have visceral experiences. They start unzipping, and people have hot flashes, and they feel this tremendous energy and pressure. They're activating real time every month and healing and elevating and having more dream state activity and having more alignments and having more connection and all the things that go with raising your frequency.
Do you see yourself doing this full time?
Yeah.
Is this like where you'd
That's
like
the
to
hope.
head?
Yeah, this is where I'm heading. I'm going to be doing it full time Jan 1 in just a couple of weeks.
Wow,
Yeah,
this
I
is so
know.
wonderful.
Yeah, it's a huge leap of
So
faith.
huge.
It's like I am doing it. I have stepped into this fully. My family doesn't really understand what I do, but it's okay. And it's cool. It's okay. It's what I need to do. It's what I'm called to do, and it's what I have chosen and contracted and been commissioned to do. So I'm on it for the ride, Debbie. I'm in
I love that.
it.
How can people find you, Pamela? What's next? What's coming down the pipe? And where are all the spaces and places where we can connect with you?
Thank you for asking me. So most importantly, my community is spirit-calling.com. It's a beautiful place. I have built basically a ladder. So no matter where you are on your journey, if you're just seeking community and you feel alone and you don't have anyone to share all these things with or receive or get support from, it's a beautiful place for you. The mastermind is a monthly engagement where it's an elevated experience that I just talked about. There's one-on-one coaching for the soul path healing. And they just offered this new thing called business, this aligned business mentorship, where, helping the people who are now in a place where they're like, what am I bringing to the world? I'm coupling all of my branding and marketing, communications and strategy, along with the intuitive
Wow.
guidance and supporting people in their business journey. I never thought I would do that either. So it's so cool. It's the coolest thing. But if anybody's looking for more connectivity, I have this pineal gland activation meditation that's the bomb. It's so amazing. It's so incredibly powerful. It's on my website. And then there's the womb activation meditation. I did live demos in San Diego at the Transcendence Retreat. And women of all ages are healing sexual trauma. They're healing that womb space. People are getting ready for high frequency babies. There's all kinds of things that have happened in our life as women that affected that area. And the guides want to support women right now in their evolution. So it's a really cool thing.
Absolutely. Well, it's also the
Yeah.
rise of the divine feminine
It
right
is.
now.
Yeah.
So, and that makes sense to experience a healing like that, so we can really step into it.
Yeah. For sure.
And
And I
these are
think
free on your website.
they're not free. They're small fees, but they're really amazing little bundles and packages for people. But I'm going to be doing, by the time this launches, I'm going to be doing more activation events, more workshops. I'm going to have a course. So I'm launching a new interactive like quiz, custom GPT to help you find out where you are on your journey and to help you, figure out how I can support you. So I'm excited. I'm excited for what the future holds. Man, it's really exciting time.
I'm really
It's an
loving
exciting
this.
time on planet Earth, Debbie. It is.
No kidding. I mean, we really had it going on when we made a decision to come here right now. No
So true.
doubt. Man, and I love this piece that you shared. I have not heard that. Coming, marrying these two pieces of your backgrounds, this beautiful marketing piece with this spiritual activation piece, all these healers coming into their own. Many people have found their way, but many people don't know how to disseminate this, how to
Totally.
market, how to message.
Absolutely.
This is so deep, what you said. Like, I feel like that needed a pause
Thank you for saying
about
that.
how beautiful an offering that is, how many people I know you will help to get that out. So the whole thing that you do is the translation. Here I am with gifts. Here's the translation. And without the translation, no one out there knows I want to work with you and why and what you
Absolutely.
serve.
It's so cool. Yeah. Because someone, it evolved, it showed itself to me. And I kept saying, when I would get done with the 3 months of the Soul Path coaching, people would shift their frequency, would heal and clear, would get empowered. By the middle of it, they would say, I know I'm supposed to be doing something. What I know I'm supposed to be doing something. I've always attended groups. I've always gone to things, but now it's time to lead. Now it's time to do, to be the lighthouse. And then by the time I was getting to the end of the 3 months, people are like, I want to know what I'm supposed to do. Or I just started this thing, Pamela. What do you think about this? And I said to Spirit, I said, I just started speaking it because it was happening. This is turning into business coaching. I never thought this would be a thing. Pamela, what do you think of the name of this company? It's not right. It's not right. Let's find out what that is. Let's talk about the positioning statements. Let's talk about the visuals. Because what I did as a branding marketing expert, I'm really good at that. as I was waking up, I was tapping into that intuitive thing that we have as creatives. But I was always able to tap into the vision of that entrepreneur. I could always see what they were talking about. So I was able to bring the visuals out and the communications out about that. Now there's like channeled guidance. It's cool. It's marrying all of it. I can't wait to see where it goes. So that happened. I said, I think it's happening. I'm going to put something together. And someone signed up for it. And I believe there's going to be even more people. I believe that it's a thing. I
Yeah, I
see
do
it as
too.
being a big thing. Yeah.
Send people there.
Yeah.
I will.
Thank you. You're awesome. Have you ever been told you look like Niki Taylor when you were in your lifetime? Yes.
Who is she? Was she the
She's
model?
a model from the 90s. I was too. And
Yeah.
so I feel like you and I look the same. There's something
Oh,
about us
that's
because
so
you look,
interesting.
I know.
I just had brand new headshots done. Best headshots I've ever had taken. God bless this guy. Flew out from New York the whole
Awesome.
time, and I had not ever heard of her. But the whole time he's shooting me over and over, he said, "You look like Niki Taylor. You look like Niki
See?
Taylor." And I had to go home and look her up, like,
You
who
do.
is she's
She's
she was
gorgeous.
something.
You
Yes.
do. And when I was younger, I used to hear it all the time, you look like Niki Taylor. I remember when on Facebook we did doppelgangers.
Yes.
I put her as my doppelganger. People thought it was my picture. I don't look the same now, but I see myself in you. It's interesting. I
Ditto.
see my face in you. Yeah.
A lot. I get
Yeah.
it. I really get it. And
Yeah.
I just want to say, Niki Taylor, wherever you are,
You're
she actually
beautiful.
was, you're beautiful. We love you. We emulate you. All the things. When they say your name, we're like, thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, I do look like Niki Taylor. She's
Yeah,
beautiful.
she had a hard life. You know,
Yeah.
she had a sister. She was in a car accident and her sister died. And
Yes.
I think maybe some, I don't want to say all the things, but it, I
Yeah.
remember when I looked her up, I saw quite a bit. So
Yeah.
she must have some gusto and
Yeah.
resilience to who she is, like most of us, you know,
Yes. Yeah.
overcoming so many things. I think
Yeah.
it, when you come back, I feel like you're going to come back on the show. We have to talk about love. I think it would be very
Yeah.
interesting because I know a few things about researching you, and I think that
Yeah.
would be very interesting too.
Oh, yeah. I have so much to say about that. An amazing story about that. And I want everyone to know more about love, love and relationships, love for themselves. It's incredible. There's so much to talk about, Debbie. So
Well,
much
I'll
to talk
make note of it. I'm
about.
good that way.
Okay.
And I don't just make notes, I actually read them and keep them. So, my dear Pamela
Yes.
Downs, who is at spirit-calling.com,
Yes.
this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Ooh, I want to have healing centers all over the world. I want to see that vision and that realized, and I see it for myself. I want to help everyone to make me cry. I want them all to just rediscover and remember themselves and break all these shackles that have been put upon them so that they can just live in the true essence of who they are. Yeah. And helping to heal them, whew, you get a healing, and you get a healing, and you get a
Down.
Everybody
Overall,
heals.
on track. I'm so grateful you came on the show, sister.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I'm so excited for everything down the road. January 1st for you. What a
Yeah.
way to start a
Woohoo.
new year. And by the way, in support of that, you fully stepping in. Of course, you probably know this, but for everyone to hear it. Starting in February, the year of the fire horse. It's also a number one year. Thank you, Lord. We're
Yeah.
leaving behind the nine. The nine has been all about releasing, letting go,
Yes.
surrendering.
Yes.
What doesn't work for you? It's been a lot for people. Well, guess what? You needed to do that in order to have the capacity for you to have all the new things coming in, who you're
Yeah.
going to do and be and become. You are really built to step into this life in this new fire horse year. And think about what fire is, much like people like Aries is my career. You know, and it's very obvious, but if fire, right? They
Yeah.
get things done, they show up, they spark things. And you think about the horse, and I mean the ones that are free. So it's a lot of freedom this coming year. It's a lot of enthusiasm. It's a lot of stepping in. It's a lot of owning your uniqueness, be finally becoming who you came here to become because you finally have the space to do so and the support. There's so much support right now.
It's awesome.
I end today's show with this reminder: when we stop asking if we're ready and start asking if we're willing, spirit responds immediately, not with comfort, but with truth. And that truth remembers us back into who we came here to be. Next week on the show, I am interviewing the channel, Lori Ladd. This has been Dare to Dream for curious souls connecting with extraterrestrial life, higher dimensions, and ancient shamanic wisdom. Subscribe to this number one transformation conversation. Leave a comment, and I look forward to connecting with you.